Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. Tornado season in the United States generally is in the spring when tornadoes are more prevalent from April through July. But like thunderstorms, tornadoes can form any time of the year. Chief Meteorologist Lisa Spencer will give some tips on surviving the storm. Lisa, what is the difference between a watch and a warning?
That is one of the most confusing things to so many people. And if you can think of it this way, usually a watch is something that we're on the lookout. We're on the lookout for bad weather. So in the case of a tornado watch, it means conditions are favorable for severe weather, which in turn could produce a tornado in our area. They're issued for a large area, like perhaps Middle Tennessee and Southern Kentucky, so it's a big geographic area, and for several hours. Maybe 2 to 8 o'clock would be the time frame. And really what we want people to do when there's a watch issued is pay attention to the weather. You know, be somewhere where you can get some more information if the weather turns bad. And then on the other hand, a tornado warning means it's time to take action. Do something. Because it means for us that a tornado has been spotted either on radar or someone has actually witnessed a tornado and has reported that. And it's for a small area. Tornado warning might be issued for southern Davidson County and northern Williamson County. So it's a real small area. And 20 to 30 minutes, because that would be about how long it would take a tornado to come through. So take action. Go ahead and take place.
If you see that warning.
That's right.
Since a tornado can occur at any time, how important is it to have a safe place?
You know, you don't want to have to think about what you need to do when that warning is issued. So it's a good idea ahead of time to go on and find your safe place, whether it's at work or you're at home. We want you to look ahead of time and see where is going to be the best place to be in your home. And there are certainly some guidelines to think about. Number one, the lowest level of your home is where you want to be. If you've got a basement, that's terrific. But thinking in terms of putting as many walls between you and the storm as possible. So we want you on the interior of the home or the business. Might be a bathroom. Might be a closet. Just somewhere on the inside. Avoid big rooms. If you're at a grocery store or just a large department store, you're going to want to go to the bathroom of that store or someplace interior. So you can just keep that in mind no matter where you are.
And I've heard go somewhere that doesn't have a lot of windows. Is that correct?
Absolutely. If you know, if you've got a bathroom or a closet in your home that is in the interior, that is away from windows, that's ideal. Because what happens in a tornado is you get a lot of flying debris that's going to break glass. So you don't want to be somewhere where you can get hit by that.
And should a safety kit be kept in your safe place?
I think it's a good idea. You know, if you can plan ahead, some of us are better at planning ahead than others. But if you can plan ahead, things that you might want to put in there would be a flashlight, a radio, a battery-operated radio, and if you can get one, a NOAA weather radio would be in there, because then you can constantly be listening to what's going on warning-wise. You might want to take your cell phone in there. I mean, obviously, you wouldn't want to keep that in the kit all the time, but that was a good place for it when you're headed there to get along with
take
you. And, you know, some other things might be a first aid kit, if that's something you can keep in there all the time.
And how often should you replace some of those things in your safety kit? Should you look every year and replace, or just...
You know, anything that's got a battery in it, I think if we can sort of go with the firefighter's guideline about the smoke detectors, when the time changes, just make that your battery checking time. Your not only your fire alarms, but also maybe the batteries in your weather radio and those kinds of things.
So that, and that's like twice a year, right?
Twice a year.
And how important is it to include your children in your safety plan or your safety evacuation plan?
I think it's imperative that they know what they need to do. And that is one of the things that, that we do a lot here at Channel 4 is go around and speak to school children. Because we want them to know the principles of where's the best place to be in your home. So I think it's a great idea as a family to talk about, hey, what are we going to do if the weather gets bad? Because you don't want to scare them. You just want them to be prepared.
And is this something you can practice like on a monthly basis? That way when the storm actually comes, the family, the children, everybody to know what to do?
Oh, I think it's a great idea. And particularly in those times of year for us in Middle Tennessee that are most prevalent, which is going to be the spring, as you mentioned, and also late fall is oftentimes the time when we see a lot of tornadoes here. So if you can, even if you can't do it on a monthly basis, at least a couple of times a year, try to get those safety procedures in there with the youngsters, and you can make a game out of it.
Make a game, okay. Is there anything else you want to add regarding surviving a storm, what a person should know involving the kids, or anything they should do after a tornado comes through?
Well, you know, one of the key things that I always like to encourage people is it's a modest investment is to get a NOAA weather radio. And what that is it is a radio frequency that our National Weather Service broadcasts on. They have various frequencies, and they have a radio. It's called an all-hazards radio now, but it constantly gives you the weather forecast, but it also will sound an alarm if there is a warning issued for your area. Okay. And you can get them for under $30. The brand is not so important as it is to have what we call SAME technology, and that's S-A-M-E, and that means you can program it for your county, so you just get warnings for your county.
Yes.
It won't drive you nuts the rest of the year. But that's a real good investment that you can make, and I'm just a real advocate of that, because if you're asleep at night, I can be on TV all night long.
Exactly, you won't hear.
I can help you if you're asleep.
So now, would it have that on the radio, same, or do you have to...
It'll have it on the box.
It'll have it on the box.
It's always on there, and they're so easy to find. I mean, grocery stores carry them, and drugstores have them now, and of course your electronic stores will have
them. Okay. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.